All right, so looks like we're really gonna dig deep into some personal finance stuff today with
Yeah.
these two articles you sent over. Challenging the Status Quo, A Critical Examination of Conventional Financial Wisdom,
Yeah.
and Questioning the Norms, an in-depth analysis of traditional financial advice.
Right.
They both sound like they're ready to shake things up a bit.
It's really interesting that they both kind of agree that the old advice wasn't necessarily like bad.
Yeah.
It's just that, the economy and the world have changed so much that what worked even like 10 years ago
Yeah.
might not be the best advice now.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say that because, like, growing up, you're always told save, save, save,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
But with these interest rates we've been seeing lately, it's like
Oh, yeah.
my savings account is just sitting there. It's almost like I'm losing money because everything else is getting so much more expensive.
It's that saving paradox that they both talk about in the
Yeah.
articles. The idea that, like, with low interest rates and inflation being what it is,
Right.
just saving money in an account isn't really as effective as it used to be.
Right.
One of the articles uses this really great image.
Yeah.
It says that just saving money in a savings account now is kind of like watching it slowly melt away as inflation eats at it.
Yeah. I mean, it's frustrating to feel like you're doing everything right
Right.
by saving
Yeah.
and but not actually getting ahead.
You're not wrong.
The professor they interviewed in one of the articles brings up an interesting point, though.
Okay.
He says that while he agrees that just focusing on saving might not make sense right now,
Yeah.
having some savings, even just a little bit, can really help people feel more secure,
Oh,
like
absolutely.
psychologically, you know?
Absolutely.
And he says that shouldn't be discounted. So maybe it's not about stopping saving altogether,
Right.
but finding like a better balance
It
that
balanced,
for the
like,
times we live
when
in.
interest rates were higher, it made so much sense.
Yeah.
You could put money aside and you could actually see it growing. But now you need to be more creative.
So if saving isn't really doing it for us anymore, what about debt?
Yeah.
Growing up, I was always told that debt was bad, like
Wow.
avoid it at all costs. But these
Boom.
articles seem to be saying something a little different.
They definitely challenge that idea that debt is always a bad thing.
Okay.
In fact, they argue that strategic debt, especially if it comes with tax advantages, can actually be really helpful in building wealth.
Okay, good, because I was a little worried there for a second.
We're not talking about like credit card debt with
Yeah.
20% interest or anything like that.
Yeah, so what kind of good debt are we talking about here?
Well, they talk about real estate and business loans specifically.
Okay.
One of the articles gives the example of a low interest loan to buy a rental property
Oh,
and
yeah.
how that could be a good thing. Because if the rent you're getting from the property covers the mortgage payments and even more,
Right.
then you're using the debt to build equity over time.
Okay.
There's still risk, of course,
Right.
but it's an example of how debt can work for you and not against you.
That is a different way of looking at it. But
Yeah.
I have to say, the idea of taking on debt still makes me a little nervous.
Of course.
Isn't there always a risk of getting in over your head?
You're right to be cautious.
Yeah.
The articles make it very clear that you have to plan carefully and understand all the risks before taking on any debt.
Okay.
The professor they interviewed for one of the articles actually mentioned this.
Oh, yeah.
He's worried that this whole good debt idea might lead to people taking on more risk than they can really handle,
Oh, I see.
especially in a system that seems to be pushing people to take on more and more debt all the time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's where financial education comes in, you know?
Right.
Both articles talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
How we need to know more to make good decisions.
Yeah.
They say that, like, what we learn growing up about money, like how to balance a checkbook or the basics about stocks and bonds,
Right.
it's just not enough
It
anymore.
really isn't. It's
You're
like,
thrown in the deep end.
exactly. And you're expected to just figure it all out.
Yeah, with all these crazy financial products and decisions to make. The
Exactly.
articles say we need to, like, understand the whole economic system better.
Yeah.
Like how it works and how it affects us personally,
Okay.
so we can make better choices.
What about that behavioral finance thing they keep mentioning?
Oh, yeah, that's super interesting.
What is that?
So it's about how our emotions and like our own biases
Okay.
can mess with our financial decisions.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like if you're scared, you might sell your investments at the wrong time,
Yeah.
or if you're overconfident, you might take on too much risk.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely done that
It
before.
happens to all of us.
Yeah. Made some bad decisions because I just didn't really think it through.
If we had learned more about that kind of stuff,
Right.
like back in school. Maybe we could have avoided some of those mistakes.
I think so.
The articles argue that if people were more financially literate, we'd all be able to make better decisions.
Yeah.
And we could hold those big financial institutions accountable.
Right.
And we could push for policies that make the financial system more fair for everyone.
Okay, so it sounds like they're saying it's not just about what we do individually,
right,
but about the system itself.
Yeah.
There's a bigger picture they're talking about.
They definitely say that personal responsibility is important, but they also talk about all these systemic issues that make it hard to be financially secure, no matter how smart you are with your money.
What kind of systemic issues are we talking about?
Like income inequality.
Okay.
The gap between the rich and the poor keeps getting bigger.
Yeah.
And that makes it really hard for people to get ahead. They also talk about tax policies.
Okay.
That seem to benefit wealthy people
right.
more than everyone else.
So they're saying that the system might actually be kind of rigged.
In a way, yeah.
Against some
making it harder for them to succeed.
Even if they're doing all the right things.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about how these articles challenge the old advice about saving and debt.
Right.
And how they want us to learn more about finance so we can make better decisions.
Uh-huh.
And how the system itself needs to be more fair.
It's all connected.
But there's one more big thing they talk about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Investing.
Absolutely.
For a long time, the advice was pretty simple.
Yeah, stocks and bonds, maybe some real estate.
Right.
And then as you get closer to retirement, you shift to more conservative investments.
Okay. Sounds pretty straightforward.
But that might not be the best approach anymore.
Oh, why not?
Because the world is so different now.
Okay.
Everything's changing so fast.
Uh-huh.
Technology's moving at warp speed.
Right.
Emerging markets are changing things up.
Yeah.
And if you just hold on to those old strategies, you might be missing out.
So what should we be doing instead?
Well, they talk about the need for more dynamic, adaptable investment strategies.
Yeah.
They specifically mention cryptocurrency and peer-to-peer lending.
Okay.
As examples of alternative investments.
Cryptocurrency. That seems pretty risky.
One of the articles does suggest looking into crypto as part of like a diverse portfolio.
Yeah.
But it also says don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
And make sure you understand how volatile it can be
before
investing anything.
Okay. What about that peer-to-peer lending? What is that exactly?
It's basically like platforms that connect borrowers and lenders directly.
Oh, wait.
Without going through a bank or anything like that.
Interesting.
So borrowers can get loans at lower rates sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And lenders can earn more interest.
Okay.
But like any investment, there are risks.
Of course.
You have to do your research.
Right.
Understand the platform and the loans themselves before putting any money in.
So these articles are saying we should be more open to new possibilities.
Yeah.
And not just stick to the old ways of doing things.
Exactly. The financial world is changing.
Uh-huh.
And we need to change with it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But I also think it's important to remember that not everyone is comfortable with a lot of risk.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially when it comes to their money.
The articles aren't saying everyone should jump into risky investments.
Right.
It's about finding the right balance for your own situation and how much risk you're comfortable with.
And that brings us back to financial education.
Right.
If we know more about our options and the risks and rewards and how to make good decisions,
we'll be better prepared to handle all of this.
No matter how much risk we're comfortable with.
Exactly.
All right. So we've talked about saving and debt and investing and financial education and the need for a fairer system.
Lots to think about.
Before we wrap up, though, I want to talk about the professor they interviewed.
Oh, yeah.
Because he brings a really important perspective to all of this. Yeah. He's got some interesting points.
Yeah. He's kind of skeptical of some of the more extreme ideas.
Right.
But he also understands why people are questioning the old ways of doing things.
Yeah. He sees both sides.
For example, he agrees that saving isn't as effective as it used to be.
Right.
But he also points out that having some savings can really help people feel more secure.
Psychologically.
Yeah, and that's important too.
Absolutely.
He's also worried about the whole good debt thing.
Yeah.
He gets why it can be helpful, but he's worried that people will end up taking on more debt than they can handle.
Especially with so many people already struggling with debt.
Exactly. And when it comes to investing,
he's
worried that people will take on too much risk.
Especially people who are already struggling financially.
Right.
He doesn't want people to lose everything.
He wants people to make informed decisions.
Right.
But also be aware of the risks.
It's about balance.
Yeah. Finding that middle ground.
Between playing it safe
uh-huh.
and taking a chance.
Mm. I think he makes a lot of sense.
I agree.
It's about being informed and making choices that are right for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it seems like he's saying we need to find that balance.
Right.
Between sticking with what we know and being open to new ideas.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, after going through these articles, I feel a lot more comfortable questioning some of those old financial rules.
I think that's great.
Yeah, like, yeah. I've been putting money in my 401k forever.
Yeah.
Because everyone says that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
But now I'm wondering if I should be looking into some of those other options we talked about.
Like peer-to-peer lending.
Yeah. Maybe even cryptocurrency.
It's definitely worth thinking about.
Yeah.
I mean, any investment has risk.
Right.
But sticking with just the traditional stuff
yeah.
might be risky too.
Especially with the economy changing so fast.
The important thing is to do your research.
Yeah.
Understand the risks and the potential rewards.
Right.
And make choices that are right for you.
And I really appreciate that the article spent so much time talking about financial education. It's like, we're just thrown out there with no idea what we're doing.
Without the tools we need.
Exactly.
To make good decisions.
If we understood things like behavioral finance better, or how the economic system actually works,
right,
we could make better choices.
Absolutely.
And push for a system that's fairer for everyone.
Knowledge is power.
It really is, especially when it comes to money.
It can make you feel so much more confident.
Yeah.
If you understand what's going on.
So what are some things we can actually do based on what we've learned today?
Uh-huh.
I know I'm going to rethink my saving strategy.
Okay.
I need to figure out how to deal with inflation.
Yeah.
And find some better ways to grow my money.
Uh-huh.
I'm also going to look into peer-to-peer lending.
That's great.
What about you?
For me, the big takeaway is that we need to stay curious.
Yeah.
Keep learning.
Uh-huh.
The financial world's always changing.
Right.
What's true today might not be true tomorrow.
So we can't just assume we know everything.
Exactly. We have to keep asking questions and keep learning.
I think that's a perfect way to end this.
Yeah.
The financial system can be scary.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But if we stay informed and think critically and push for a system that works for everyone,
right,
we can make it less scary.
We can take control.
Exactly.
The financial world is complex.
Yeah.
It's always changing.
Right.
And it's up to all of us to stay informed, question what we think we know, and fight for a system that's fair for everyone.
What will you do differently based on what you learned today?
That's a good question.
It is a good question for all of us.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into personal finance.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Remember, it's never too late to learn and take control of your financial future.